Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, brothers and sisters, I can't live no other way. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome on this terrific Tuesday to Morning Motivation live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for today is, do you have inadequate faith? Do you have inadequate faith? We're going to deal with the mustard seed problem or the mustard seed analysis today. And we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the Morning Motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even better, you can follow the podcast by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. Text MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and the link to the recording will be text to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. So everything you need, the ability to contact me, prior sermons, everything, videos, is on my ministry website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, reading from the KJV. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word today. What is our topic? Say it with me aloud. Do you have inadequate faith? Now, I want you to personalize that. Point to yourself and say your name. Rossi, do I have inadequate faith? Everybody keeps talking about mustard seed faith. You know, that's a very common term now. It's a jump on the bandwagon type of slogan. If you have faith just the size of a mustard seed, where's your faith? If it is the size of a mustard seed, then everything would be all right. But what about the word as, A-S, in that verse? What about the tree later on? Let's go back, and I want you now to listen to that verse again. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, Jesus was speaking to the disciples here because they had been unable to cast out a demon or a spirit when the father of a child brought the child to them for healing. So then Jesus was able to cast it out. And the disciples were questioning why they were unable to do so. And Jesus began to let them know, it's because of your unbelief. It's because of your inadequate faith. So if you had faith as, this is a simile, remember that from English? Not if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, but if you had faith as a mustard seed, then you would be able to speak into mountains and see them removed. Well, what did Jesus mean about as a mustard seed? Let's go to Luke 13:19. It is like a grain of mustard seed. Now, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven, but I'm showing you what he means when he refers to the mustard seed. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree. And the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Let me go to Matthew 13:32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, talking about this mustard seed. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Are you beginning to see the similarities here? Mustard seed faith, in other words, is not a stagnant faith. It is not a small faith. Mustard seed faith is a growing or a developing faith that grows up into a great tree, so great that not only does it maintain or sustain itself, but its branches reach so far and its strength is so great that even others, the birds of the air, can come and lodge in the security and consolation of that faith. Do you have inadequate faith today? Because your faith still remains the size of a mustard seed. How long have you been saved? How many times have you attended church? How many scriptures, name it and claim it, proclaim it in dancing and shouting, have you done? How many times have you been at the altar for the same situation? How many times have they laid hands on you? How many times have you fallen out in the spirit only to get up and still have the same doubt, the same fear, the same anxiety about the situation that you had before God touched you because your faith is inadequate? It is mustard seed faith, mustard size faith, instead of mustard seed as a mustard seed faith. Oh, this ought to be doing something to you right now. Jesus had to chastise the disciples to understand that I have given you the power. I have given you the resources. I have given you the tools. I have given you everything that you need to bring about the change that you desire. But until you let your faith develop, until you begin to spend more time with me to where you truly believe what you're saying will happen, then you can't speak to the mountain in your life. You can't speak to the mountain in the lives of those whom you love. You can't speak to sickness and see healing. You can't speak to financial strain and see blessings financially and recovery. You can't speak to destitution in relationships and see reconciliation. You can't speak to backslidden and depraved souls and see salvation and repentance, because your faith is only only the size of a mustard seed. It has never reached the capacity of as a mustard seed. But if you want to see change, if you want to see blessing, if you want to see miracles, if you want to see healing, if you desire to see reconciliation, if you want the windows of heaven open unto you, if you want to be able to come in and change the atmosphere, then develop as a mustard seed faith, as a mustard seed faith, as a mustard seed faith. Grow into a tree, have branches, be able to intercede for others even when they don't believe, because you have as a mustard seed faith. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. Our time is almost running. I got to go into prayer. But just begin to say, Lord, I thank you for as a mustard seed faith. Say it again. Father, I thank you today for as a mustard seed faith. As a mustard seed faith. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah, Lord. As a mustard seed faith. We're breaking down barriers right now. As a mustard seed faith. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Woo, we're just thanking you right now. Father, your presence is in our midst, and we just glorify you for everyone listening right now and those whom will listen later. We just feel your presence. The angels are all around us. Father, you're standing right in our midst, asking, what is it that you want, that we want you to do for us today? You're saying, what is it, son? What is it, daughter? I'm right here to bless you. I'm right here to love you. I'm right here to forgive you. I'm right here to make ways out of no way. I'm right here to open doors. If you will just have as a mustard seed faith, if you will just believe that nothing is impossible, I'm right here, ready, willing, and able to answer you. Father, we just come praying right now for everyone listening. Father, you know their needs. You know their needs. You know their needs today, Father. You know their needs. You know their requests. Just have your way in their lives. Bless them right now. Have your way in their lives. Bless them right now. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Bless them right now. Right now. Right now. Instantaneously. Right now, God. Hallelujah. Woo, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Father, do a new thing today. Help them to develop their faith, and then watch them see miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call. Then we will end with our task for today. But keep on praising him. Say, I have as a mustard seed faith. For those of you who are not saved, or if you're backslidden, I want to invite you into the family of our Lord through me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness, and I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Make sure you're going to church, Sunday school, Bible study. You are being mentored by servants of the Lord, and that you do not miss one podcast of Morning Motivation Live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, or hear the recording after 8 a.m. on feelthefire.com. Now, our topic for today is, do you have inadequate faith? The mustard seed problem. Your task for today is to develop and grow your faith by spending more time with the Lord. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Don't forget to text MM to 33222 to follow this podcast. You better grow up now. It's no more time to be a baby. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.